Kenya on Saturday destroyed more than 7,000 illicit small arms it said had been captured from bandits and other criminals. Some of the weapons that were banned had reportedly been used in various conflicts raging in the region. In Uhuru Gardens in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, Kenya's Vice President Michael Wamalwa Kijana presided over the ceremony to ban the illicit arms. Mr. Kijana said such small arms have contributed immensely to insecurity and underdevelopment in the Horn of Africa region.
Today, as we launch the destruction of 7,227 assorted small arms and light weapons, it is my sincere hope that this event will become an enduring milestone in our concerted effort to create an arms-free region with a conducive environment for sustainable development and human security.
Mr. Kijana said the Horn of Africa region is a favorite destination for illicit small arms because of underdevelopment, ethnic differences, and the presence of large deposits of untapped resources. He said Kenya's tourism and wildlife have suffered due to insecurity posed by such weapons trickling in from the country's war-torn neighbors to the north. The guns which were destroyed Saturday were described as part of a consignment of about 20,000 recovered by police and members of the public from criminals. Other weapons have been surrendered by civilians in mostly pastoral communities in northern Kenya in response to a government amnesty for those who had kept such weapons for personal security. It is estimated that there are about 40 million illicit weapons in Africa alone, while studies by the Washington-based Human Rights Watch organization show that some of these guns have been used in more than one conflict zone in Africa. Ochieng Adala is a program officer with the Africa Peace Forum. He says arms manufacturers have been of no help in ensuring that their products do not cause suffering in the world.
We as civil society have been insisting all along that there should be transparency right from the manufacturer, from the source. Most of them gave us that impression that they are in an arms manufacturing business. What the arms do and where they end up is not their business.
Mr. Adala says arms manufacturers should mark all their weapons and make available information about their transporters and buyers to deter the sale of arms to those who should not have them. For VOA News, this is Josiah Obati.